Pradman, welcome to Executives Talk Satellite.
Thank you, Kevin.
KA Band, there's a revolution taking place as KA Band initiatives spread across the globe.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time for us in this industry. As you know, KU Band's been used for the last 25 years, and we've built a global presence using KU Band satellites. But over the last 5 or 6 years, the KA Band revolution has started. And I think the main driving factors for why people are moving to KA Band, first, of course, is the KU Band spectrum is almost fully utilized all over the world. But secondly, more important, the economics of KA Band in terms of price per bit and the availability of extremely much more bandwidth and bits allows us to address the broadband market very effectively in terms of the capacity we can give users and in terms of the cost of that capacity. And those two elements are driving the growth of KA Band all over the world.
Hughes, your home market of North America, Spaceway fill rates looking good, and Jupiter on its way. There's no doubt that the KA Band business model works.
Yes, absolutely. Spaceway is demonstrating that our model is not only working, but working very well. We have filled up about 60% of its capacity already, and in the next couple of years, we'll fill up the satellite completely, followed by Jupiter in early 2012, which will increase the capacity by an order of magnitude, and therefore the costs per bit will also go down dramatically and will enable us to offer consumers significantly more bandwidth at a very reasonable price.
In Europe, Avanti now has a launch slot of November the 15th for their KA Band initiative.
Yes, we're excited now about trying to emulate the US model in Europe, and we're working very closely with Avanti. They have selected our technology and air interface as the platform for their Hylas 1 and Hylas 2 satellites. Hylas 1, as you mentioned, goes up in November, Hylas 2 in early 2012. We've also, as a broadband service provider, actually contracted to buy a certain amount of their bandwidth so that we can offer end-to-end consumer services using Avanti. I think it's the next major KA Band stepping stone for us, and hopefully early next year we should be in business.
Australia, the NBN has been driving KA Band, and Hughes have formed Hughes Australia Company. How best can KA Band serve market requirements?
Well, I think the same model applies in Australia. Australia, their broadband plan has identified the last, I think it's 10% of their users that they want to get to using satellites. And the NBN has identified KA Band as the spectrum to be used. They're very ambitious, and I think they're going for 12 megabit and 25 megabit kind of service to the consumer. And we are working very hard with NBN and with some other potential partners to be the selected supplier of equipment and services.
Now, the Russian market is looking good once more. Can KA Band make a play there?
Russia clearly has the geography and the economics to make a lot of sense for satellites, and particularly for KA Band, because they have the population and they need the bandwidth and the attractive economics. So the same generic reasons why KA Band is picking up in North America, Europe, and other parts of the world applies to Russia. And I think government organizations in Russia are seriously considering implementing a large KA Band system.
Latin America?
Latin America is very exciting. You know, we have a service company in Brazil that's been doing extremely well over the last few years. So we are very interested with the Brazil being one of the key of the four BRICS, that their economy is growing very, very fast. And the need for broadband communications is growing very fast too. So we are hopeful. Today, there is no KA Band capacity available over Brazil or Mexico, which are the two primary countries in that part of the world. I think that would be interesting. Interested in broadband by KA, and we are in the middle of looking at partnerships, joint ventures, etc., so that over the next 2-3 years we can provide KA Band to that part of the world.
Thank you, Pradman. We wish you every success.
Thank you very much.